Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for August 26th, 2013. In cryptid news, one of the biggest stories in the last week was the mysterious creature that was found decomposing in the waters near a beach in Spain. The 13-foot-long carcass was discovered by a swimmer who helped drag pieces of it ashore. It was initially speculated that the animal was a dragon due to a horn-like structure that was found, and the common fact that dragons are pretty much everywhere, right? The horns are thought to be nothing more than bones of the vertebrae that are merely out of place. A lot more speculation has followed, but there is still no determination as to what the creature was, but obviously it's more than likely not a dragon. In UFO news, a man named Anthony Bergaglia has offered up a rational explanation for the odd UFO sightings known as flying humanoids. These flying humanoid sightings have occurred mostly in Mexico and appear to be aliens flying through the sky. Anthony states that a number of people involved with remote control vehicles are potentially responsible for these sightings and have created special flying vehicles designed to appear as flying people in order to deceive other people who are not flying. Now, this leaves us to question, is this the only explanation? The Indian Army is reporting seeing UFOs between it and China's border. This latest sighting occurred earlier this month, and the number of reports is approaching 100. Well, while this isn't by any means new news, as I've mentioned this one in the past, it has seemingly become a big story as it's ranked high in searches in a number of search engines last week when a news story was generated from the story. And in other news, a young boy in China has glowing blue eyes and can see in the dark. Yes, it's true. It's on the internet, and we believe everything we see on the internet, right? Well, the story actually came out in 2009, and for whatever reason is recirculating again. A thin membrane called cavitum lucidum sits behind the retina of the eye and reflects a visible light out in order to aid the animal in seeing in the dark. Eyeshine is a product of the cavitum lucidum and is visible in many animals such as cats, crocodiles, bats, cows, owls, and many other animals. The problem is, humans do not and have never had the ability to see in the dark, nor do our eyes glow in the dark or create eyeshine, and they never ever have, ever. Humans do not have the ability to suddenly have this type of feature through any type of mutation, despite the hopes of many of those on Facebook. The stories about Nong Yuxi state that doctors around the world are interested in his sight and that he has been tested numerous times. Actually, no one other than a news reporter has tested him, and even the results were sketchy at best. No doctors have displayed any interest in researching the boy despite the numerous claims from so-called journalists. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings upcoming for September, Paranormal Journeys, September 21st through the 22nd in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. The Haunted Springs Paranormal Fest, October 4th through the 6th in Hot Springs, Arkansas. The Little Traverse Bay Parafest, October 11th through the 13th in Bayview, Michigan. And the second annual Ghost Excavation Congress Convention takes place October 18th through the 20th in Bedford, Maryland. And I will be there in attendance and speaking at that event. That's one that you definitely don't want to miss if you like to go against the grain and you don't follow the sheep around the pen. And you think outside of the paranormal box. To see my entire list of events, visit paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. And as always, if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.